That's right.
Letitia from Ann Arbor, Michigan writes, Dear Dr. Science, when you watch a foreign movie that has been dubbed, where do the original voices go?
They don't go anywhere.
As you know, when you wake up foreigners in the middle of the night, they talk normal. So essentially, there are two versions of any foreign movie, one released in foreign gibberish, and one shot in the middle of the night after the foreigners have been rudely awakened. As a sop to liberals and people who think a thing has intrinsic value because it's French, the foreign language version is the one that's usually released, with subtitles so you can feel like you're reading at the movies, thus killing two pretentious birds with one stone. Don't be fooled. All of these movies are shot in New Jersey. Nobody really talks like that. It's all a sham, and foreign movie fans are just victims of a massive con game.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
Doug Crabtree from Andover, Massachusetts writes, Dear Dr. Science, why can't you divide by zero?
I can and often do divide by zero, but only after I've made the necessary preparations. First of all, I fast for 48 hours, consuming during that time only mildly fluoridated water. Next, I don my special Mylar Teflon Division by Zero suit. Then I put on a digitally recorded compact disc of Gregorian chants and begin with dividing very small numbers by other very small numbers. As the numbers get smaller, the sparks begin to fly. If all goes well, I take a deep breath and I divide by a very small number by zero. Well, there's a flash of light, a muffled roar. When I come to, the lab's filled with smoke and the scent of burning mylar. So you see, you can divide by zero if you really want to. But chances are you just don't want to badly enough.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
Hot Whipped Wancaster from Jersey City writes, Dear Dr. Science, why does my tongue stick to the ice cube tray?
Well, Hot Whips, next time you put the tray in the freezer, try filling it with water instead of your tongue. I think you'll find that your parties will be more fun, your drinks will be colder, and you won't have to talk to your guests in a voice like Elmer Fudd. As to the why of it, as I've stated before, under sub-zero temperatures, your tongue secretes a clear paste that bonds like superglue. Superglue was originally created by forcing small children to put their tongues on cold swing sets. So remember, dress your tongue warm. If you must put your tongue where it doesn't belong, make it a postage stamp. And never ever kiss if the temperature falls below 30 degrees. You're only opening yourself up to an embarrassing and potentially lethal social situation.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master.